This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Back on Afternoon Drive, live from the Clevelander, Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin with you. Business is picking up out here. It's beautiful. We get to see all the Guardians and Cavs fans. I'm sure there's some Pacers fans in the midst here, for whatever that's worth.
Yeah, it looks like
that's
it.
That's a very chippy for we love Pacers fans, too.
Just well, we had the one Pacers fan that was sitting in front of us for an hour or so, and he loved our Obi Toppin discussion.
He did. He did, and then he left. I think he was
satisfied.
Is that why you were nice about Obi Toppin, as you were pandering to one guy at the bar?
Not at all.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Not at all. I'm shocked that you have such a disdain for Obi Toppin. He's harmless.
You're right. He is harmless.
Harmless.
That's a problem.
Oh, careful now.
That was close.
Careful now.
You saved it.
You okay? We all almost right. had a me and my computer Spencer German situation.
We did. We did that, like a full freight.
Wow. I mean, Mac, that was very close. She almost.
Yeah. But she caught herself. Like, the dexterity there was really impressive.
And what's funny, so it's the line that we have for the camera, but if she knocks that down, we wouldn't have had footage of her being able to fall and really having a problem there.
I actually wonder if you have, in a crash where you have it right up until, a crash, but then you don't see the dust settle.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows what they ended up getting there? That was really close.
Now, we did have Albert on, and people have made it a big deal about a quarterback conundrum and the quarterback kerfuffle.
Yeah. Well, just how many quarterbacks you could actually have. If you have four quarterbacks, how many passes are they going to eventually get?
Which is absolutely a fair point here, which I kind of think the I don't think it's going to be that bad. I think Joe Flacco takes the big step back.
Well,
Albert
definitely fought back on that, and I do see what Albert's saying. I think you can agree with that as well, right? If you're Joe Flacco, this is the last chance you're going to have to start a season. Why are you just going to sign up to take less reps?
Because you already signed up.
Well, I mean, so I think both me and you, I'll just speak for myself here, I would argue that's the job tough luck. Like, you're the quarterback until you get one of these starting quarterbacks to eventually take over. So you just got to roll with the punches. But I get why Joe would look at it and say, you're not putting me in the best spot to succeed here.
So while we have that going on, Albert also had a pretty strong statement on Nick Chubb and how the NFL views Nick Chubb at this moment.
I mean, I think he's more name than game right now. The amount of injuries that he's had to come back from, everything that he's dealt with, you know, his place in Browns history is secure for a reason. I mean, he averaged 3.3 yards a carry. I mean, you guys saw it. You know what I mean? Like, he's just not the player he was.
So you're telling me there's a chance. Listen.
The whole rest of the league says no, so he comes back.
It's only going to take one injury if you get into camp and Nick is still unsigned, the Browns could be that team.
Yeah, I just think we have between Samson, between Judkins, I just feel even throw Ford in the mix there. But so which one gets injured to then bring back Nick Chubb?
Any one of the three?
Any one of them, and then
that's
he's
specifically
just
Judkins. I mean,
because I would think he'd wait for a competitor to get injured, and then all of a sudden he comes back.
What do you mean?
Like so you wait for a situation, I don't know, maybe wait for Pacheco to get injured in Kansas City, and then all of a sudden Nick Chubb is on the Chiefs as their starting running back and he's getting real carries.
I mean, I think once he gets into camp, I think it's less about competitor, and is there just a role for him that he can go in and step into? So that's probably why Judkins makes more sense. But because if Judkins goes down, like Sampson nor Jerome Ford are going to be your bell cow back, right?
Yeah, I wonder if Nick Chubb thinks too highly of his abilities to then be like, because even if it's let's just say it's Judkins and Sampson out there, he's getting third back carries there.
Yeah, well, until he breaks a big run.
I mean, right now Albert says he's more name than game anyway, so maybe he should just be satisfied for third back carries.
No, I think he's playing it the right way. In lieu of a legitimate thing out there, a legitimate job for him to have, what's the worst part of waiting? Kareem Hunt waited 2 years ago, didn't get the job until, was it week four? No, sorry, it was week three because Nick Chubb tore his knee up, and then that led to the opportunity with Kansas City a year later, and he's still there.
And he waited for the job in Kansas City as well, too.
Yeah.
That was like a week seven, week eight situation.
And now he's back there having re-solidified himself. Like, I actually think Nick's in a good spot. Like, I don't think we should just look at him. He's not on a roster, so woe is him. Man, I have a feeling that somebody's going to pick him up in week four, and he's just going to bust everybody's ass.
It is interesting in the resurgence that running backs have had, and what we saw last year with Derrick Henry in particular being an older running back in the season that he had. How Nick Chubb, after two major surgeries, is not being viewed anywhere close to the same way, and they were neck and neck for as dominating as could be just a few years ago.
We turn our attention back to your Cavaliers, getting you ready for. That's right, guys. It's time to go all in on Game 5 when we come back, including you're going to hear from Kenny Atkinson's pregame thoughts in about 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.